First of all, congratulations. Elevated to Donegal manager. I know by your passion and your voice there at your address there, it means quite a bit to you.
Well, you know, as a young lad, you always dream about playing for your county. And, you know, it's to go then and to be given the honour and the responsibility of managing the county is it's something incredibly special. It's very special for my family and my extended family. My father was one of 8 siblings and all of the rest emigrated. Some of them came home, but there's a lot of Donegal people who football matters so much to them. And sometimes the further away from home you are, the more it means.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, if you don't mind, I want to say, send the very best wishes to all the Donegal and all the guys in Tyrconnell Gaels. They've been a big, big part of my life in London.
Yeah, and you weren't born here, but you spent quite a lot of your summers here.
Oh no, as a child I lived here for a while, and then it was just part of the looking back over the weekends as a child, and my childhood memories were always about being put into the back of a Volkswagen Beetle and with a pile of sandwiches and the dog sometimes, and heading to Dungannon to watch Bernard Brady or Sean Ferris, or looking in through the hedge of those boys. And Anton Carroll from Gweedore, he taught me in school in Dublin, and he used to give me his football socks afterwards, and that's where all that passion kind of grew. And it's our childhood memories, and you know, my time, and particularly up in a beautiful place called Fannet there is where I spent a lot of time as well.
Yeah, and you played for Donegal as well, didn't you?
I did indeed. I was actually studying I was studying with the Columban Fathers in Dalgan Park for the missionary priesthood for a number of years, and of which that kind of came between the time when I first played in the championship for Donegal back in 1980, and I had to go immediately then out to Latin America. And it was only when I came back then, I was playing club football in Meath, obviously, because it was the club was the closest to the college. And I played with a very successful Walterstown team. We won 5 championships and were beaten in 2 All-Ireland club finals. And I then continued to play somewhat with Donegal. But in those days, it wasn't easy. You weren't physically living in the county. It was, I think, of great men like Kieran McCready and Seamus Bonner, who are no longer with us. I often shared a car with them up and down to Dublin, and the journeys were as adventurous as the games were indeed.
Yeah. So taking on the job now, you have shown interest before, as you have pointed out, though, unlike what most people were of the opinion, you had tried before, you actually hadn't.
Well, it's not that I hadn't tried. I would have always wanted to, but as I spoke to the other members of the press there, it was just the physical fact of knowing that as a school principal, it would be impossible to give the kind of time that this...
You're a school principal in Navan, isn't
I am a secondary school principal in Colossian to me in Navan, and I'm retiring in the next few days, and it would be impossible to give the time that to the position that Donegal deserve. So hopefully now that has changed.
Yeah. And you've appointed Aidan O'Rourke, the former Armagh player, All-Star, man with great experience, sports manager performance at University of Belfast.
Yeah.
He's your head coach.
Yeah, well, Aidan, you know, he's a very, very... he's a very, very interesting portfolio in the sense that, as we've come to know each other, I can see just the kind of passion that's and the depth of knowledge. And of course, he's a very, very significant role to play in the college in Queens, and he's just surrounded by high performance sport. And I do know that he will bring something special in particular. Aidan knows the difference, and that's going to work with him. I'm very much looking forward to it. As I said earlier there, you know, we had a meeting of minds on a lot of the key things that we've discussed. So hopefully the lads, they'll benefit from that.
And, yeah. And have you worked together before?
We would have overlapped in positions, but we've worked with a significant number of players.
And how did it come about that you're together now on this occasion? Was he your selection, or was
no? We spoke about the Donegal position. Obviously, there was confidentiality in and around that, and we were very happy to do that. But we were interviewed as a couple for the position.
Right.
Yeah. So, like I thought it was very significant. The role of head coach is an enormously significant role.
Yeah. Obviously, very late appointment now. Obviously, do you find this has set you at a little disadvantage starting out?
Not necessarily. It is as it is. If I was to say...
Would you prefer to have it done just a month ago?
Well, I think, you know, up until a few minutes ago, we didn't know that we were ratified. So it would have been nice to... It would have been certainly very nice if we had a good while ago that, you know, this would have been put to bed. But we respect the process and, you know, we're very happy to where it's at now.
Always a popular topic here in Donegal, obviously, is the style of play and the style of football. And we've seen this year a certain impatience with the style of play that Donegal, Declan Bonner, was playing in his latter years or so. What's your philosophy? What's your offensive or defensive?
Yeah, well, Tom, as I was saying there earlier, that, you know, issues in and around the style of play, I think, in with respect, are better discussed with the panel itself. I would like to think that, you know, what we feel we can do in and around that style of play is something that will evolve through a meeting of minds between management and the players. And I think we'd like to see that being self-evident out there on the field.
But you'll have to lead that to a certain extent too.
Without a doubt. That's exactly what we have to. But it's, I don't think, as I say, it's only minutes ago that we were ratified. And I understand the question entirely. And it's, I think the dogs in the street have been talking about a certain styles of play, and everyone has an opinion on it, but the only one that really matters is ourselves and the players on that, but we respect.
And the rest of a backroom team, what's the story on that?
Well, look, that's evolving at the moment, and you know,
have a head coach. What else do you need?
Well, like, there's a whole in and around, you know, the conditioning of the players, the backroom team, you know, selectors, the medical backup, the psychological backup. The players themselves know what's needed, as we do. So, you know, we're in a different place now, because we can talk to the people that we want to, in terms of us now knowing that we're leading this out. So that makes a difference.
Yeah. And you lived up Meath, that Louth, is it, or wherever?
I'm living just there between Slane and RD, and it's a fair old journey. So myself and Aidan, we'll have plenty of time to talk and think on the way to training, you know.
Yeah, well, that's not a concern.
No, not at all.
Okay. Congratulations again, Paddy, and thanks very much.
Good morning, Tom.